So I'll just start, well, so I'd like to start by just asking how you're doing right now, just to check in with you.
I'm feeling nervous, so my heart is pounding, and I'm sweating a bit, trembling a bit.
Nervous, and feeling the body pounding, sweating. I imagine the nervousness might be two things. One is you're here in front of people being observed around a vulnerable life experience, mm-hmm. and that you're maybe wanting to be supported and accepted in your experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And maybe the nervousness has to do also with exploring an experience of yours and not knowing what's going to come out of it. I'm wondering if that's part of it.
Maybe.
Okay, not so much. Okay, so you already identified the stimulus, but just for the sake of right now the process, there was a person that said these words to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you say them again and then Ida will write them down?
You're pressing me out. You're squeezing me out.
You're squeezing me out. Okay. Yeah. And it's those words. I'm sure there was a different context of this conversation.
Yeah.
But in particular, these were the words that were the actual stimulus for your inner experience.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any other part of the stimulus that you think is important that contributed to your inner experience?
Yeah, that was a kind of image at a certain moment when I tried to relax or try to find out what was going on. That was an old image.
It was an old image?
Yes. And that was a trigger.
Yeah. What was the old image? I'm not sure I follow you.
The image was that my father, that I gave something to my father as a child,
yes.
which he just rejected.
Ah, okay. So you had that memory that was part of this experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you heard the words, you're squeezing me out,
yeah.
is that similar to the experience that you had with your father, that he was squeezing you out?
No.
No,
it was just connected to the thought, I did the best I could for you, as far as I could, and
okay.
now you're telling me this. So that's what that thought okay. was connected to the image.
Okay, so you made that connection.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's all I want to know, just to sort of recognize that.
Okay.
Okay, so when you recall that this person said this to you, you're squeezing me out, stay in this moment, not what you thought then, but in this moment when you connect with that, what kind of thoughts or judgments come into your awareness?
Sorry, I'm a bit distracted. Could you say it again?
Yes. When you think of that experience, you're squeezing me out.
Yeah.
What kind of thoughts or judgments come into you right now?
Well, the affection, what are you telling me now? You know, we like to... You're celebrating something.
Yes.
You know, what are you talking about? A glass of cognac. What are you? What the fuck is this? You know, are you crazy?
Yes. Okay.
So like
I'm hearing there's a whole narrative, a whole
yeah, sure.
story there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, so you can in saying it, you recognize it.
Yes.
Can you say it again? And say, what's the essence of this story that you're saying to yourself?
She rejects
yeah.
the best I can.
She rejects the best that I have to offer?
Yes.
Okay. So you can write that down. Yeah. Now, would also fit if this is what's going on in your head. She rejects the best I have to offer.
Yeah. Okay.
And as I say that back to you, does that resonate as that's truly a thought that you have?
Well, I know.
Yeah.
With my head.
Yeah, okay.
But my body tells me something else.
Okay. So, she rejects the best that I have. Is there any other judgment?
No, that's actually the most important.
That's the strongest one.
Yeah.
There was a context in which you offered something. She said, you're squeezing me out.
Yeah.
And it triggers this pain in you.
Yeah.
Okay. So can you say that she rejects the best that I have to offer? Can you just connect with, what does it feel like? You say it in words that really express how you, the feeling energy in it.
Mm-hmm. It is hard because the nervousness or the kind of restlessness that I feel is rather strong. So I do not feel very present this very moment because I'm taken away by that kind of distress. That I feel at the moment right now, because sitting here and, you know, that's...
The distress that you're feeling, the restlessness, is that related to this experience that you're working with? Or is it related to being here?
Being here.
Okay. So you're a little bit distracted by the nervousness around being in front of people and sharing your experience.
Yeah, and so it's hard for me to relax and just say, yeah. Okay, I'm here, it's just nobody is there.
Okay. Okay, so the distress is still the nervousness you feel around being in front of people, sharing your authentic experience, being vulnerable, and there's a part of it that wants perhaps to relax.
Yeah, and what is a part of it that I do not sit easy because this is not easy and that is not easy. So I would like to have some kind of
something
in the back so that I can
just see your physical kind of.
Okay. No, thank you.
Fine. Is that going to work for you?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So again, I think it's important. Just you're noticing your body, your awareness, and the quality of your life experience right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's important to recognize that.
Well, if you ask for a feeling that I had, I'm a bit scared about the kind of aggression that lives in that could come up.
You're scared about it. Okay.
Yes.
So if you were to just, even in the fear, say the statement with how you actually feel. Say those words with the energy that you feel it with.
Well, I feel nervous. I feel scared and insecure.
Yeah.
So uncertain as well.
Nervous, insecure, and scared in relation to what?
Sorry?
What do you feel scared and insecure about?
Well, I feel uncertain because I don't know what's going to happen. And I feel uncertain because there's a thought going on, what will all those people think about me? You know, suddenly I appear, something appears that, that I think, oh my fuck, my God, what's that in the man?
So it sounds like you have some intensity of feeling with this experience, and then you think of expressing it. Because it's very strong, and are you worried because how people will hear it and how they might judge you about it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to be accepted no matter what you say or how you say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm a bit afraid that nothing will come out as well, so that something has gone, something has to happen.
Yeah. Okay.
I notice.
So you notice. And again, you notice that as a thought that you have that creates the fear.
Yeah.
That something should happen a certain way.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm sensing there's something more relaxed and vulnerable in your feeling right now.
Yeah.
Are there some tears there?
Not yet.
Not yet, but you feel a little bit more vulnerable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, just recall the statement that this person said to you. You're squeezing me out, and your judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And just say the judgment out loud.
What are you telling now? Squeezing me out? Are you crazy?
Are you crazy?
Do you mind about some money, about a glass, or what is that?
Yeah. So just in naming it, what you just said now, what does that feel like, just to say it out loud?
Well, it gives a certain energy.
Yeah.
Okay. Underneath there's the old nervousness, but it's easy that it could be evoked. And then,
To feel helpful, like you're releasing or expressing something.
Helpful.
Yeah. Do you feel relief?
Yes, a certain relief.
A certain relief.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, I want you to say it again, the whole story, and just before you say it, say, this is what's going on in my mind about what she said.
Yeah.
Just sort of own it as your own story.
Yeah. So you want me to tell the judges, and after that saying, this is my story?
No, say this is my story before you say the judgment.
Okay. Good. Well, my story is... that I'm telling myself that she minds about... I find this not so easy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling myself that she... that she thinks something about my behavior, and I'm telling myself that she rejects what I offered.
She rejects what I offer, okay. So she rejects the best I have to offer. So you're telling yourself she's rejecting what you have to offer.
Yes.
Okay. So just notice that you're identified this as something that you're thinking.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And notice that she said these words to you.
Yeah.
And what is your experience when you see those two next to each other?
Well, it gives some space.
Some space.
Some okay. rest.
And in the body, do you feel that space and rest?
Somewhere.
Somewhere.
Okay.
So just checking to see.
Yeah.
When you say space and rest, it sounds like that's something physical.
Yes, but I cannot track it. If you ask me where, I really don't know.
No, but it sounds in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some space.
Yeah.
Okay. So just kind of notice that. She said these words, and it brought up this thought, this judgment in you. Mm-hmm. She's rejecting what I have to offer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's your thought, your story about it. And so now let's shift over to what she said again. This is the observation. Okay. And just recall it. You're squeezing me out, she says that. Now if you were to meet that with your feeling, just your feeling without your thoughts, what do you feel when you recall hearing that?
No.
Yes, right now.
Amazement.
Amazement. Okay.
I'm still stupefied, so...
Stupefied, amazed. Is that kind of baffled because you don't understand?
Yes.
Yeah. So you're amazed, stupefied, because you want to understand and you're not understanding. You don't get it.
No.
Yeah. You value understanding what people say in relation to you. And you don't know where it was coming from.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So just sitting with that part of your experience right now. You're squeezing me out. You're amazed, stupefied.
Mm-hmm.
You so want to understand.
Yeah.
And in this experience of being stupefied and wanting to understand, notice how you're feeling. Notice the energy in you.
I feel a kind of contraction here. Between my shoulders,
yeah.
My legs.
Contraction, shoulders, legs tight.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. So in this contraction, is there a sense of emotional feeling?
Something like being left alone.
Okay. There's a sense of pain of being alone.
Yeah.
So there's a sort of a hurt, a loneliness, a pain. These words didn't match something that is very important to you. Perhaps being regarded with care.
Yeah.
Well, what would you say?
Yeah, so just do you choose the right ones.
Yeah. So that feels. See, the one level is you're amazed, you want to understand, but you stay with that, underneath that issue, feel some, the pain of being left alone, and not being seen fully with care.
Yeah, and appreciation.
And appreciation.
Recognition, okay, let's appreciate what you did. You know.
Yeah, a recognition for what you did.
Yeah.
And you want to be seen. I'm guessing you did something that you were offering.
Yeah, sure.
So you're offering support or help.
Yeah.
And you get this response instead of being seen.
Yeah.
And you feel left alone. You feel lonely and hurt. You so long to be seen and appreciated for your efforts. And just allow yourself just to sit with that. Sit with the loneliness and how valuable it is to be seen. Share with me what you're feeling.
Tears behind the eyes, my eyes.
Something tender that you're feeling. Underneath the initial hurt was this longing to be seen with care, to receive appreciation. Knowing that you did the very best you could, and just to be fully accepted by you in your efforts.
Kind of sentence, an old sentence is going on.
Yes.
Whatever I do, it's never enough.
Yes. As you say that, I'm sensing it has a link to so much pain in your life. Somewhere in your life that's connected to some experiences. Something happened when you were little or young, I imagine. Whatever I do, it's never enough. And in that, it's a very lonely place for you. And how you long just for the simple words, just to see you and appreciate you for what you've done. sensing it out in me, a warmth or tenderness in me in relation to what you're sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Sensing and receiving a very innocent and tender part of you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that innocence, that tender part of you? Did you experience that?
Yeah.
And in your innocence, you've always done the best that you could.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And for you to know, not so much others, that's important too. For you to know and feel for yourself, your own value, give yourself the recognition. Does that resonate? That that's something you would want also?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
Yes, of course. Yeah. But also the beauty of receiving it from other people.
That helps a lot.
Oh yes, absolutely. But the quality that I sense is so precious is just this simple human quality of just being seen. Just simple appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
Simple recognition for what you've done.
And I notice kind of sort of says, you should be better than that, you know. These are
say that again.
I'm mixing that the thought is just flashing in, some telling me from, well, you know, you should be better than that.
Yeah. So there's a voice is saying to yourself,
yeah,
you should be better than that?
Yeah.
So in what sense? Help me understand that.
So, you should have become, shouldn't you have overcome this?
I see, yeah, okay.
So
that's a common voice.
Yeah.
You should be above this. You should have been overcome this.
Yeah.
Meaning you shouldn't feel what you're feeling now.
Yeah.
There's a part of you judging it, if you're feeling what you're feeling now, I'm just wondering if this part is judging it as weak or inadequate.
Yes.
You should be strong.
Yes.
Overcome
that. Yeah, get back to works, something like that.
So notice this voice, this thought, because I think this is always also active. When you think that, notice how you feel. Notice the body sensations.
Suddenly experience nervousness again.
Nervousness, yeah. So just, yeah, you can see the kind of body feeling, the emotional nervousness when you have this judgment about yourself, when you should be overcoming this by now.
Yeah.
You should be strong and not weak and inadequate.
Mm-hmm.
You hear the judging voice, how strong that
is. Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. And just notice the quality of that experience. And then shift into the other part of you. The other part that carries loneliness inside,
mm-hmm,
tenderness,
mm-hmm,
and so wants the simple recognition of being seen and appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
And notice how you feel when you touch into that.
Yeah. Yes, I can feel that.
Yeah. Do you feel more relaxed when you feel that?
Sure.
So the tension goes?
I feel anyway much more at rest.
More at rest?
Yeah. Mm. At peace with myself.
Yeah, at peace with yourself. And then does that mean you feel more yourself?
Yeah.
This is more you.
Yeah.
The true part of you.
Yeah.
Because it is true that you hold in your heart the longing simply to be cared for and loved and appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No matter what you do. Isn't this the beautiful place to be?
Yes.
grateful just that you are willing to just show me yourself.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Nice to hear.
Yeah. So in this place that you're feeling, whatever it is that you, the space you're inhabiting right now, just a tender place, a young heart. But not just young, it's you. Mm-hmm. Nicholas, as he is now in his life. Mm-hmm. You carry in your heart the beauty of what, of being seen. Mm-hmm. The longing, how precious that is.
Mm-hmm.
And, since you feel that in your being, in your body, feel some effect of that.
You're asking me that?
Yeah. When you dwell in this experience, you don't have to think about it, you feel something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My face feels soft.
Yeah.
Feel a bit of tension here, but yeah, space in my belly.
So in this space right now, and it shifts and it moves, but this space of feeling really yourself in your tenderness, your innocence, and how you long to be seen and appreciated. If you were to stay in that space and just gently bring in that original sentence, and just notice what happens. There is, and you squeeze me out. Just notice what you experience.
What her experience is, this are the words, she's in pain.
She's in pain, yes. You have compassion for her? Is that, you recognize her pain? I'm wondering if that's...
Yeah, I can look at that and see what's so important for her.
Yeah, those words came out of something that you're guessing came from her own pain, that something is important.
Yeah.
And how does it feel to see this rather than what you saw before?
It's quite different.
A difference, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a sense for right now that the process as we have been in it with you is pretty complete for right now. How about you? Is there something more that's there? Is anything you'd like to say?
No. Well, it's quite... I'm glad that I volunteered and to get a bit more connected to myself.
Yeah.
And I feel more myself. So I'm glad with that.
Great. Thank you. Yeah. I do want to say one thing around that what you were experiencing when you were feeling yourself, when you're feeling the vulnerability and the tenderness and the longing to be seen, appreciated, and all of that. This is a space that you can connect to again.
Uh-huh.
Because I believe when you live in this space, when you dwell in this space, that it heals you.
Yeah.
Just being in this space is healing. And so just to say that, if you have the opportunity to reconnect in whatever way, then I think it can be supportive of you.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Your presence and your holding of the space, for me, it definitely contributes to the process. I think I'd like to invite any responses for initially, not so much technical questions for the process, but what are you feeling? What is evoked in you just by observing the process? I'd like to hear that.
I can clearly sense physically when Nicholas get in touch with an emotion.
Yeah. You can feel.
Yeah, a release, mm. kind of peace.
I felt sometimes, or now I feel, some kind of joy and very calm, and also this sparkling of like curiosity. Like, oh, life is so rich, mm-hmm. yes, and like touched.
Yeah, I'm grateful to be invited also in the place where Nicholas went. It's a place that resonates with me. And, I very much connect to this place, and I love the invitation. Dwell there, go back anytime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But by the way, had a recent experience. This is an ongoing process for me. I was working with someone doing an individual session in my office, and I said something that I, of course, immediately when I said it, I regretted saying it to this person, because they were in a very processed place, very open, asking me, and I said something that came out of a sense of inner frustration with all the work I've been doing. And immediately triggered anger in this person. The person just like was really angry at me and expressed that, that doesn't help. Why are you saying that? That's not what I need. You know, and that anger was something that my whole body took in. Of course, I just was present with it as much as I could be. And I kept my focus, my presence on him and addressed what he was really needing. So I didn't take any time to process the impact, but I left that session, it was still with me, even though I was able to maintain my presence and finish that hour with them, the last 20 minutes or so. And what awakened was this energetic shock of the anger was in my system. And that shock was, I was feeling it as a residue, as something that was like a vibration that was left over. You know, when you hit a tuning fork, it continues to vibrate, mm-hmm. like that. As though that anger touched into, for me, some deep wounding in me. And I was traumatized in that way. But I stayed with that feeling. I stayed with it. So in staying with that feeling, without judging it, without evaluating him or myself, I was able to hold that shock, that tenderness, without even making the connection that, even though it came up, that this is in me. I still carry. See, I'm very clear that this work is, there is no past. I carry all the past with me now. Everything that I've ever experienced is available now and is there now. So whenever life stimulates me and I recoil, all it is awakening of that which I carry in my system. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with him. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with my mother or father or all of that. I carry it in my system. And in a way, I'm grateful that it is stimulated because it gives me the opportunity to heal. Mm. So I stayed with that energy. And it was very tender, scared, shocked, pain. And to stay with it with compassion, with space, and just attending to it without even doing anything else until slowly, eventually, something relaxed. And I don't know whether it'll ever happen again. It's not the point. But the principle here is very similar to what we do with ourselves and in this kind of a process. That this material, this experience that we have that's stimulated from life is there for us to heal. And it can come up in almost any setting.
When you say Ravana, it doesn't have anything to do with father or mother, but you carry it in your system?
Yeah. It means I don't think about it as having to do with them. It's mine. It's all mine now.
Yeah, but it doesn't come from nothing.
I don't care about it. It doesn't matter. My analytical mind can go there, of course. But when it comes to me being with it, all of that stuff is irrelevant.
Yeah. Because you mean that you reacted to it. It's your responsibility how you reacted to it.
It's in me. It's in my system. Yeah. Asleep, dormant, ready to be reactivated by somebody's anger. When I can take that and completely own it, it's mine. It is my own life force that's held in some dark place, and it's awakened by the anger. It's all mine. There's no blame.
Yeah. And it is all now.
And it's all now. It's all right now.
And even if it happened with someone at that time, you are responsible for how you reacted to that.
Exactly. Yeah. Unless I take that responsibility, I'm the victim of it. Because I'll continue to analyze and to blame. Blame myself, blame life, blame the other person. All of that, I lose my power. So that was kind of that sharing of my experience was a little bit of an aside, because I wanted to share an experience of what coming to our own experience of pain and woundedness and the reactions is part of understanding this process. I want to continue to invite any sharing about having observed the process with me and Nicholas, if anybody has anything.
There's definitely the normal contradictions there. There was this real bathing in the beauty of this process. And I also really enjoyed really getting it, and really getting it in the map, and getting how that's exactly where I'm at and what I'm looking for, and it's all making sense. And I don't just mean making sense here, but it's making sense. So there was all of that. And then there was this moment of, I guess it was a bit of anxiety. I've been trying to work through something similar with my partner, not in such an exquisite way, but maybe more of a clunky, unrefined way. And his comments to me recently were that this will take so much time. How can we? Why do we always have to, do this?
Yeah.
Why do we always have to do this? Why does it always have to take so much time? And as I remember hearing him say that, I feel a bit of sadness that just for me, I guess I don't have a need for anything to take less time or be quicker or anything. But at the same time, I can really connect to what's behind that. And so, as I'm observing this now, I guess there's this question about, so what happens when there isn't always the time, or there isn't always the energy, or what? And I've already gone into panic now about how much this takes.
I hear those as very important questions. This isn't an answer to those questions, what do you do? But what I want to say is, for myself, as a reminder, and for others, what is important to me? What do I prioritize in my life? And what I prioritize, I'm hoping and I want to take the time to invest my attention, my life energy, into what is important to me.
can I say something about the technique?
Yeah.
That I really enjoy watching the dance, like the organic dance.
Yeah.
And of how it was unfolding, like the first reactive thinking,
yeah,
that you empathized, and then the second, and then the core belief came,
right,
and then only, you know, like the need could
yeah
be felt, and I really enjoy like watching that.
Yeah, thank you. I want to just accentuate that and just notice that it took time. That it wasn't just like we'll go through this step and this step and this step and this step. It's just the pausing and the space and the time and the waiting and then going over it again and again. I find to be a very essential part of this kind of a process. Yeah. And we just remember, notice we got in, I wanted to identify that one part when Nicholas was expressing, he said, well, then how do you feel? And he said, I'm stupefied, I'm amazed that she would say whatever she said and the reasons for it. And that's what I regarded as the surface level of feelings and needs. It was on the surface. Because after we identified that, identified the need for, he wants to understand, to make sense. Doesn't matter. And so then I asked him how he felt in the body, once he felt contracted and tense. And that goes into the second level. And then when I asked him to stay with that, I forgot even the words that I said. I'm just remembering to stay with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then out of that, I said, how do you feel? How does, in that contraction, I said, I feel alone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we touched into that movement from contraction into softness and vulnerability. But we didn't do it by trying to get over the contraction,
mm-hmm,
the tightness,
mm-hmm,
but by allowing it.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our contractions, the tense, the pain, the judgment, the principle is that the energy in that always carries with it the energy of our vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a, it's, it, that's why it's contradictory to trying to get over,
mm-hmm,
our contractions, our tension. But we are open to the very energy, because the energy we want is in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to identify that part of the process as an important part of the principle.
I see a question mark on the reactive thinking.
Yeah.
Is it important to make our...
Yeah.
How do you call
yeah
it?
A statement.
A statement from?
Yeah,
or is
I didn't
a question
go
mark
over,
also good?
Yeah. What I've experienced is more helpful when you hear the jackal thinking and it's a question mark. I find it more helpful to transform that into a statement and not a question. Like, if it, and depending on the intensity of the energy that charge has, if there's a question like, what, is she crazy? I forgot, I don't, can you read what it says? So behind the question is an implicit statement. She's crazy. So, and I think it's easier to access,
mm-hmm,
when you can access the statement that's implicit in the question. So whenever in doing this work, if you experience or your partner experiences some of the jackal thinking as question marks, see if you can just make a simple translation into the statement that is there in the question.
And that's why you say the energy we want to access is in the obstructions?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't want to get over the obstruction. We want to invite it to sense into it. Because the vulnerability is within the actual tension of the obstruction.
Mm.
And you mentioned the needs underneath his sadness and his pain,
yeah,
and that creates even a deeper connection inside him.
Yeah.
And so it's totally fine to dance already in the beginning with that, to help a person to deepen it. Is that right?
I think I understand, but I dance with it, meaning you stay there, invite an expression,
and mentioned the need.
Mentioned.
You said that you long so much for appreciation and recognition.
Yeah.
And then Nicholas felt more deeper, even deeper, his sadness that he's longed so much for it.
Yeah.
So I was thinking that you also create more feelings by mentioning the needs. That is a helpful for that, I suppose.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. But I want to reframe your words, even though I'm not sure you don't mean this, but it's not mentioning needs.
Mm.
It's resonating with the needs.
Yeah.
There's a real difference, because mentioning comes from the head. When Nicholas, those were his words, by the way, something about, I'm not appreciated for what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So I listen to those words, but I sense into the life behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel, I sense that from what he's expressing already, he's sharing with me already what is important and precious to him. So it's a reflection. Sometimes I may use a slightly different word, but the essence of the meaning of that need is there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just stay there and deepen it.
Mm-hmm.
And what helped me very much is the long pause that you
that
you didn't say anything and give me the room to explore and feel.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that again. That is important.
Mm-hmm.
So just pausing. You give the person space. Just stay there. You are present. And when you are present in that space, it somehow it creates that opportunity for that person to do the inner exploration. We don't need to reach answers. We don't need to reach an experience, you know, at a certain pace or speed. That was helpful.
There was one part in the process where Nicholas discovered, he said, nervousness coming up again, and then I observed that you stayed there for a while, and then asked him to change into the feeling where the place is where you feel really the tenderness. What made you to suggest him that in that moment?
I'm not exactly remembering the space in the process where you're referring to. I do remember one part where he was expressing nervousness, but it was linked to a judgment, I think.
Yeah.
And so I think that what I did was help him to recognize that judgment is linked to nervousness. That judging way that he was seeing her creates this nervousness.
Mm-hmm.
And then having said that, to be able to shift the focus into something that was already there for him.
Yeah, I think I was just a bit irritated having a judgment within myself that this is, in a way, directive or...
Well, it is directive.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have no problem with being directive.
Yeah, it's still irritating me.
But it's... Actually, there's a different word that I use that... Directive has these connotations and the rules we learned in NBC about it's not directive, it's following, which I don't agree with at all. For me, the spirit of what I do is an invitation and not a direction. I'm not being directing, but I'm inviting him. It's a very different spirit than directiveness. Because the invitation is always open. There's no go here. It's like, can you try this out? And that's a definitely directiveness. For me, the spirit of empathy is, I am here with you, and in my presence, my nonverbal presence, and my verbal reflections or invitations help you to get in touch with your inner experience. It also could be said that when I say, are you feeling sad because you're needing appreciation, is directive. Isn't that directive? I'm naming a certain feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also, but I, more truly, I think it's an invitation than it is a directive. Directive and non-directive are terms that I think are misleading and confusing. So.
What do you say if the person you're with is overriding the space, is not taking enough space for himself to feel?
Yeah.
trying to go.
Well, that's when I would invite them to pause.
So you say
by space you mean what would
to feel it, to go into a level, to be able to go deeper and connect to himself or herself.
Well, depending on the situation, I think I would first I would demonstrate it by being spacious myself. So I want to live into the spaciousness and presence. And then I demonstrate that by what and how I say and the pace at what I say things. So I might just say, can you stop and just right now, just be with that thought right now. Just be with it. And I give them space to be with it. So that would be one example.
Yeah, what I appreciate is that at first you include the tension because of the situation being in front of the group.
Yeah.
And for me it's like it creates an atmosphere that the inner system of the person can just relax and say, okay, I've got somebody in front of me that can welcome who I am.
Yeah.